I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Wisconsin Goodbye.
I hope you enjoyed 2 months of pre-recorded episodes
playing football on the Xbox.
So I will say, just off the top, the football episodes, people hated them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. They did not go over well.
Well, you know who this show is for?
Not those people?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's for us. It's completely for us.
However, on the football episode topic, I will say,
we could have other people play
while we color, or we play while other people color, and I have already been asked.
Color?
Commentary.
All right, why don't you just say commentary? Why do you got to say color?
That's a longer word.
Why do we have to bring color into this?
Color commentary is what it's called.
Just call it commentary like a normal fucking human
being.
That's
longer. Anyway, I've already been asked.
I already hate so much. Ow! That was rude.
I found it in this pocket.
Unbelievable. That could have caught me. That's worse than the hamburger patty.
Not worse.
It is.
It is not worse.
That
than
is sharp.
Stop.
That could have hurt me.
The hamburger patty was.
I felt that.
The hamburger patty was brick-like.
That's a domestic.
Yes, because we lived together for
a few. You hit me right in the face.
It's good. It's a mouth shot. It got you.
It was. It was in my lip. I hurt now.
Yeah, I'm crying a little bit.
Fuck's sake. We can't get fucking 3 minutes in. Already trying to abuse me.
I missed you, buddy.
I don't know if I missed this. It's still undetermined at this point. I think I missed it up until that point. And then I was like, oh, yeah, this is reality.
Oh, my God.
Well, this sucks.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, we've had a little hiatus. We missed 1 week now because I believe this
officially
past week.
Officially 1 week.
Yep, this past week there was none. There was no episodes.
I can't
episodes.
Even look at you right now.
Is there something funny over there, boy?
No, it's fine.
But why aren't you looking at me?
I just won't
look at me. Why do you keep laughing every
time? Because I just think about that bottle cap hitting you in the fucking face.
Freaking sharpened bottle cap chucked at my face.
Like a shuriken. Just
it was. It was a freaking ninja star. Came out of nowhere. I was looking away. Trying to just do the best I can over here, and I get shit thrown at me.
Okay. Woosah. Just.
I ain't going to work.
Just breathe.
I ain't going to work.
Just breathe.
No, into the nose, out through the mouth, you fucking asshole.
Oh, my God. Anyway, what the fuck was I saying?
I don't remember. Oh, the football colors. Yeah. We're going to color. We're going to fucking color. While people play, we're going to color. The fuck? Stay in the lines then, boys. Stay in the lines.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, no one's fucking you're fucked. You're absolutely fucked. I'm sorry, folks. The first 10 minutes of this episode is just going to be of him just laughing.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Probably should cancel this update before it fucking shuts the computer down.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Don't let that happen.
Oh, how do I cancel it?
10, 9, 8.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
We're good. Anyways.
I've already been asked by... the con man, a guy whose episode was accidentally corrupted and deleted.
Yeah.
When we're going to do the football episode, because he wants to come back and do the commentary for the football episode.
That would be good.
So he was already asking me like last week, and I was like, I don't know, man.
You understand that means you got to play football against me again. And I believe your last words were, I'm never playing this again with you.
Probably something like that because I was robbed.
We did say that we were going to go to baseball. It is baseball season.
It is baseball
we're out
season.
We're out of football season.
Pitchers and catchers have reported. They are officially spring training.
I need you to not say that. Never again.
That's what it's called.
I know, but, you know, let's just color it.
In fact,
you know?
I know it's baseball season because I've gotten the email from my dad to pick my five baseball games.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We got to get them on the board.
So, well, I told him the same thing I tell him every year, which is he needs to pick the 10 that he wants to go to, and his buddy needs to pick the 5 that he's going to go to, and I'll take whatever's left.
Because there's 20 of them?
There's 20. So,
that'd be good.
And then once I know, I'll shop them to you.
Yep.
And you can let me know what works for you.
Absolutely.
And we'll pick what we got. And then
I'll take the days off for it. I don't give
a. We'll go from there. Well, and then so the interesting thing I found was like that for like a dollar. So there, I believe there used to be, and I could be wrong.
Probably
there used to be like a limit on how many games a year you could shift within your package.
Okay.
But my dad told me the other day, he's like, "Yeah, we can do anything. It's like a buck."
To shift them?
To shift them.
To a different game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I would like I would like a Brewers Cubs game.
I'll probably get at least one.
I know you know I love the Brewers Cubs game.
I'll probably get at least one.
The thing that's nice is when me and you go
two last year.
Yeah, we're not with a bunch of hooligans that we're all getting fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, so then it's more enjoyable to actually just sit there.
You actually remember
something. You remember the game.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have to awkwardly touch me at any point.
Correct. You know, you leave the game
unmolested,
knowing you're not going to have a headache the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's more enjoyable that way.
It is. It is.
And then we actually watch baseball.
For sure.
Because otherwise, it's half the time I think I was facing away when I was yelling, fuck the Cubs.
Yes, you were
at the top of my lungs.
Towards
yes,
the food.
Correct.
Stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember watching even a pitch, a baseball.
To be fair,
that was a point.
We do talk a lot at the games, and there are definitely times where, like,
correct,
but innings go by, and we're like, "Oh shit!"
But we're there.
Yeah,
you know, we may be talking, but we're there in it, and we're enjoying it.
But that's not just a you and me situation. That's a me and my dad situation. Infamously, last year we don't remember the.
It is a side thing.
Yeah, infamously, last year we don't remember.
It's a very expensive side thing that's happening.
Me and my dad to this day will attest that at one point we watched the seventh inning of a baseball game, and the next thing we remember, they were like, "And the Brewers lose. Better luck next time."
Like,
we're like,
"Shit,
what the fuck happened?
Weren't we ahead?
Weren't we in the seventh? There's two innings of baseball.
Yeah, this all makes sense."
I've often said if I get to the gates of heaven and God is like, "Hey, I can tell you one thing that you don't know that you want to know. I can only answer one question.
What happened in the 8th and 9th inning?"
I'd be like, "I just want to know what happened in the 8th and 9th inning of that fucking baseball game."
2021, what happened?
He's going to be like, "Really? That's it? Not about UFOs?" Like, a lot of people ask about UFOs.
Yeah.
You know, is Hitler alive? A lot of people ask about Hitler. That's what you want to know, the baseball game?
Something thing? You could have looked up on YouTube before you died.
I'm gonna be like, yeah, I want to know the baseball game thing.
That sounds about right.
Oh yeah. So yeah, so that's coming down the pipe. We'll be, I believe, opening day is like April 2nd.
Second, I believe. Yeah.
Third, something like that.
I've been watching the spring training.
See, I don't watch spring training. Although I get invited to spring training every year by my cousin.
Let me rephrase that. I haven't watched any of the spring training,
sure,
but I can.
Okay. Yes, with your.
I tried to. I did. I did put it on, and I realized I'm like, and then I Googled it. I'm like, this seems kind of weird. It's sunny out there, and it's 9 o'clock
not
at
here.
Night.
Yeah,
and it's definitely. I know it's in Arizona, so sure. I was like, eh. So I Googled it. I'm like, oh, the final score is this. So there's no point for me to watch this now.
Well, that's like when when I came down to hang out with you in North Carolina when you were down there.
Yep.
And I had someone checking on the dog. And she sent me a snap of the dog out in the yard. And it was sunny. And it was dark where we were in North Carolina. Even that, like, little bit of time difference. You know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, is this snap from, like, 2 hours ago? I'm like, it's the middle of the night out right now. Ooh, good shot.
Fucking laser
beam. That was a laser beam for sure.
Yeah, because they're an hour behind.
They're an hour behind.
Yeah.
Which is just enough that, like,
it makes it
the sun weird. Was up, but not by us. Yeah.
Well, it's just like when we go into the spring forward. Like when
that'll mess you up.
When we were up in Upper Michigan.
Yeah.
And they're an hour ahead, even though they're the same
longitude. Latitude is up and down.
No, ladder.
I'm pretty sure latitude is up and down.
Latitude.
So they're the same longitude. East and west is longitude.
Correct. So we're at the same latitude.
Same longitude.
No, latitude.
Longitude is up and down, isn't it?
No. Ladder. Climb up.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We should look that up.
Long.
Or we're definitely getting an email about it.
God damn it. Well, look it up. You got a phone.
Oh, my God. What do you want from me?
I almost said something.
We need to hire a new producer.
That's where I was going with that.
All right. You know what's fucked up? I'm pretty sure we've looked this up before on the show.
It very well could be. You know how hard it would be to find that?
I know.
Watch. Google says, the Wisconsin Dubai episode.
Yeah, I know, right? Yes, it's the top result. All right. Yep. Earth coordinate system. That's, I don't care.
Latitude, you climb it like a ladder.
Latitude, also called lines of parallels, which means they're the ones that go around. Which means that longitude is the up and downs.
I don't believe you.
Is the verticals.
They're parallels.
Correct. Because they go parallel around. Longitude's not parallel. They converge at the top, which means they can't be parallel because they get closer to each other. Latitude is the same distance.
Oh, because you climb latitude like a ladder.
Like a ladder.
Yeah. So we're in the same longitude.
We're in the same longitude, different latitudes.
Yeah, so then when you're up there and it's...
A different time zone, but the same...
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock.
The sun is theoretically going down at the same time, even though it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's 10:30 at night,
right.
10:45, and the sun is still going down. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's... You get that when you're up in the when I'm up in the UP and for vacation in the summer. Although, I will say, the other day was the first time that the sun went down after 6:30 p.m.
Which is super nice.
It won't happen again until the end of October. Like October 28th is the next time that the sun will go down before 6:30.
Oh, you're saying before 6:30.
Before 6:30.
That you meant after. I'm like, no.
No. It won't go down again before 6:30 until like October 28th or something like that. So we get that to look forward to. In fact, in honor of summer being here early, a.k.a. March 3rd, we're recording today in the garage while we watch NASCAR and it's 74 degrees outside. Oh, boy. I mean, hard to argue.
What's the whole number in there?
Oh, that's very funny. That's just for us.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah. You folks don't need to know about that.
Yeah. So we're currently watching.
We're actually doing the Wisconsin Goodbye in the garage. Where the Wisconsin Goodbye concept came about.
It was born here.
It was born right here in these seats. And I don't watching think, this TV saying, I wish there was a microphone just here to have our conversations.
The irony of which is, I don't think it's ever been recorded in the garage.
Nope, never has. This is the first time.
Maybe we're breaking new ground.
Because it was incepted in February.
Last February.
And it was cold. We're over a year now.
Yeah, we are. Are we?
Yeah.
When was the first
episode? It's March.
Oh, yeah.
We started in February.
Did we start in February?
Mm-hmm. Those episodes are gone.
Gone now. For reasons that we can't discuss. So good luck. Good luck finding those.
Yeah, they're deleted.
I mean, I'm sure they're somewhere because the internet saves everything.
They got to be somewhere out there.
So if you want to look really hard.
Not on our platform.
You can probably find them. But yeah, that's okay, though.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful out here. It's
like a good 68 degrees.
It was 73 when I got here.
Really?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And yet you're wearing a hoodie.
I'm comfy. I'm comfy. I don't know if it was like this weird breeze from the fan.
Yeah, the fan that's not on.
But I'm under it. And the wind comes over it and actually catches the fan blades and comes down.
Yeah.
And so sure. I just had a little chill in my bone.
Sure, there's like a little directionality.
And this is perfect to have. It's good hoodie weather right now.
I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
I'm wearing shorts.
I feel super comfortable.
Maybe I'm coming down with something. I don't know.
Sure. See, so this is another reason why, and we've had this discussion before, we should start a Wisconsin Goodbye Facebook page. so that when we're having this discussion, I can take a picture of you and the fan that's not turned on and post it to our Facebook page. Because then, if we think about it, if we really wanted to, then when we're recording, we could go Facebook Live.
Then we really lose our Clark Kent and Superman identities.
We really do.
Yeah,
it'd really take away the
mystery. Really out there.
It'd really take away the mystery. Yeah.
I want, because I mean, we're pretty jacked dudes.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Gym bros all the time, 24/7, baby. I can bench like 375. It's unbelievable.
On a bad day.
On a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The that's lightweight.
The Rock. Has nothing on me.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. He can't even smell what you're cooking.
No. Not even close.
Not ever.
No. Nose blind to it.
Yep. Completely. Yep.
Totally.
He smells it. He's like, I don't smell shit.
It. You know, yeah. In fact, those guys in the World's Strongest Man competitions are lucky we don't sign up.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. Absolutely.
It'd be us every time.
Yep. Yep. We allow them to win.
To let them win. Yep. They come to us every year, and we're like, you know what, guys? You can take this
next
one.
Year.
Next year.
Maybe next year.
Fine.
Yeah. We'll let you guys have it.
But what I'm saying is, theoretically, we could go like Facebook Live over recording.
We could,
and our three listeners
could watch us,
or send us questions,
yes,
and comments
while we're doing
we're doing it.
Yes, then we could just use our own Facebooks. Well,
theoretically, no. I wouldn't want to connect my personal Facebook to it.
Yeah, we don't want that out in the world.
because I don't want our three listeners to be able to find us. That being said, they probably, with the exception, no.
They might have already created one.
Our
for
NSA
us.
Agent definitely already yes. knows our Facebook.
Yes. So yes. Agent Smith.
Our three Facebook listeners definitely already know our,
yes.
our Facebook.
Correct. They're all on there.
They're all on there already. So, yeah, but it's something to think about.
Yeah.
Something. Even if we didn't go Facebook Live video wise, to have a Facebook profile for the show,
yeah,
that you could post on and be
we
like,
we could use some of your new your brother's
the new art that my brother
as
came
a profile
up with.
Pictures yeah, and backgrounds.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah,
and then all we'd have to do is post on there like, hey, we're going live, and then theoretically anyone who's following it would see the post and could comment on that post.
Correct. They could come live and tune in with us
and comment on it or whatever. Granted, they wouldn't be able to hear it in the moment.
They would.
No. What I'm saying is if we don't go Facebook Live, we just have a page.
Yeah.
You put a comment.
Oh, yeah.
That says, hey, we're recording right
and then,
now.
And then in potentially 4 weeks, you'll right. hear the answer.
They could put their comments in there, whatever. We could have audience interaction yeah. potentially as yeah. we go. It's something to think about.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
It work.
Something to think about. Yeah. Well, I think
we're pretty close to the Sean Ryan show at this point.
Yeah, we're right up there giving yeah. Joe Rogan a run for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alpha yeah. brain my ass. But so we need to plug that in here.
Yeah,
real
so
quick.
I started using it after you brought it up,
and it does something.
It does because I'll tell you, if there's days I miss it,
you feel like
there's a difference.
There's something. Like I took it this morning, and I was fucking tired because I ended up falling asleep on the couch, yeah. and I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning. Yeah. Brought the dog back in, put him in this crate. Go upstairs, go back to sleep, and I'm up at 7.
Yeah.
It was like 6:45. I was up. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking tired. I had a few vodkas.
Shocker.
last night. I had a lot of vodkas last night. And so I'm like, I'm hurting. And I come down, I take my meds, and I take that. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I had fucking the bike torn apart even further. Fucking I cleaned the entire vehicle.
Too Sexy. Not to interrupt. Too Sexy. Everyone's favorite terrorist.
Yes.
Texted back, he said he's got plans with his girl today. Don't get too wasted watching hillbilly stuff.
He knew about this well in advance, by the way.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. I told him like the beginning of the week. So
he chose not to be with us. We're losing him to his lady.
Yep.
That being said.
It started.
So obviously on the drive to North Carolina, Sonny and I had a lot of time to talk.
Mm-hmm. 14 hours.
She seems pretty legit. I'm very mm-hmm. happy for him. So
yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like they got a good thing going, and
absolutely.
And she's cool, and so congratulations to him
mm-hmm.
Pulling down a good one. It sounds mm-hmm. like. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, what the fuck were we talking about? Alpha Brain.
Alpha Brain.
So,
yes.
This is what I'll say. So there's been times where like just because things have been busy or because I forget. Because I'm sort of absent-minded sometimes. I'll miss like a day or sometimes two. And I'll notice like I'll be talking with at work, and I'll be like, "What the fuck?" And I like,
"There's something missing."
Mind blank, right? And I know that that's what it is, because like it just, I feel sharper.
It is.
We're just like on point.
You're mentally fucking sharp.
Yeah.
It's not, and you don't get any crash.
No.
You don't get any jitters or anything else. It's not like you take it and you can't sleep that night. Nothing like that. You take it in the morning. And then there's something added to you, and you're just on point all day.
I often take it in the evening with like my vitamins.
So you can watch The Office.
No, with like my vitamins and my magnesium supplements, and it rides me into the next day.
Oh, I take all my shit in the morning. So
yeah, I'm usually an evening guy when I take my shit, just because I don't like eat a lot in the morning.
I don't eat in the morning at all.
If I eat in the morning, it's usually like very small.
I usually have a shake.
That's usually what I'm at. What
like
I'm
a
at
fruit
too.
Smoothie.
Yeah. I mean, like a fruit smoothie or a protein shake is usually where I'm at in the morning. Yeah. Just because, like,
it's easier.
It's very much easier. And for, like, what I do, sometimes I'm driving 4 hours and I can't stop. Like, what am I going to take a shit? Like, what now?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like, I either don't eat or it's a shake or something in the morning because that's
something I can piss out.
It's right. It's an energy thing that gets
like
me.
Like pissing blueberries.
There you go. It's an energy thing that gets me going in the morning.
Yeah.
It's enough to get me through. And then by the time I'm getting home, usually that's when I'm eating and then taking stuff. And so then it helps me in the afternoon and in the evening when I'm like living a life, theoretically.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Not that I have much of one. But yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Keep sharp when you come here.
Correct.
It does do something. I don't know what. It's something.
It's something.
You can't put your finger on it.
I can't pin it down.
It's not that you have more energy. Maybe you do. I mean, you're more energy.
Maybe that's what it is.
Or you're just more, you're focused.
Focused? I think that's a good word for it.
Yeah,
I
mean, you're very focused on it. So, yeah. Alpha Brain is where it's at.
Yeah. So, Joe Rogan, if you want to have us send us a little something. Look, man, I'm not saying you got to send us money.
But.
Maybe a little bit of free.
Lifetime supply of Alpha Brain.
A little bit of free Alpha Brain.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
I think it's 30% off again.
I think it is so, too. Or maybe even just a recording of you repping the Wisconsin goodbye.
That would be pretty
cool. If this makes it to Joe Rogan.
Absolutely.
See, this is another thing. If we were Facebook Live, we could have little clips. I mean, this could be a clip.
We could attach them.
Viral on Facebook Live. We tag him in it.
Hell yeah.
Now we're talking. That means that somebody's got to edit it, which I'm not thrilled about. I don't want to have to edit.
Well, you don't. Do anything besides hold the mic in front of your fucking stupid face.
True. No, I get that.
So it wouldn't even be anything on you.
No,
it wouldn't even bother you.
It'd be you.
It wouldn't even fucking bother you. So I don't even know why you're even saying I don't want to edit it.
Well,
you haven't done dick, but hold the mic and put headphones on.
What I'm saying is, if we got to a point,
fuck's sake. I don't want to do all this work. Oh, my gosh, it's so much work. Bitch, you put headphones on, you have a drink made for you when you get here.
That was very nice, by the way.
And you put a microphone in front of your face. And halftime, this is the most work you had to do because you had to hold it in your goddamn hand.
Yeah, I got to hold it. We don't have stands.
We do have stands. You didn't feel like doing it.
Well, because I said that holding them, and it's working just fine.
It is.
It's working
but
just fine.
But, like, don't give me that shit. I don't want to edit it, and I don't want to do this. However, I didn't want to do this.
Is this supposed to be a Donald Trump?
Yeah, it was. I was kind of switching.
Yeah,
I was switching in the middle there.
You lost it.
I did. I lost it.
You just got to find yourself. It's okay. It's going to go over bigly.
I am the darkness.
There we go. Now we're talking. No, that was very nice of you to have a drink. I showed up today. I walked in the garage. There was a drink on the thing, but it was in your cup, so I know it wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a cup waiting on the little... Mm-hmm. Little bench over here, and I was like...
Well, you said you're going to be here at 1:30, so at 1 o'clock I had it filled with ice in the freezer.
Oh, you're a good man.
And then I made it at 1:35 because you still weren't here. I'm like, he's got to be here soon.
So, my dog, because it's nice outside, decided he was like, fuck it, I'm going to hang out outside for a while. Which, fair.
That's fair enough.
Fair, but I was trying to come over here. And, the computer went to sleep.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
What the fuck?
Oh, boy. This is where we find out if it recorded the whole time or not. Is it still going? It seems like it's still going.
Still going strong.
No, so he went outside and then just laid down in the yard. Which, cool.
Fine.
Except that, like, this is supposed to be like a bathroom break before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've done this already today.
Yeah.
So I had to go outside and it worked out okay because I took out the hairbrush. because he's blowing out because he's part German Shepherd.
Yeah.
So I was able to brush him out pretty significantly today. Not that I'm sure I'll wake up in the morning and it will appear as if I've done nothing, but why are we watching basketball now?
I don't know. It's just being stupid right now.
Just because you have 9,000 different sports options because you're breaking the law doesn't mean that we have to watch
basketball.
I'm not
even breaking the law, dog.
It feels like you're breaking the law.
You don't want it can feel whatever you want it to. Oh, now it's back.
Now it's back. You started to
I was about to switch.
Get ready to go up there and punch that TV.
I was about to switch to the fucking Tableau.
What is that?
The Tableau is my antenna.
Oh, gotcha.
Because I have this channel on antenna.
Sure, right. Yeah, yeah. It's a whole backup system. Just
it is. It is. Yeah, yeah. So, like, I ain't going to miss anything.
No. Who's winning right now? I can't read it.
Larson. Okay. Kyle Larson's up front. I was really hoping for Logano.
Didn't he get the pole?
He did.
Was he on the pole?
He did. He was on the pole. I don't even see him in the top 10 right now.
So there was a thing a while back where a guy stopped for tires and a shitload of dudes stopped and some didn't. And so there was some changeover, I think, that happened in here.
Logano's in 13th. So, but once the competition caution or the fucking stage ends.
Yeah, they'll get the competition caution with 8 laps to go. So most of this doesn't matter.
We're only at 109 out of 267, so.
This is moving along. This is moving along, though.
It really isn't because it's been on since 2:30.
And what time is it right now?
It's 4:30.
Holy fuck.
We got a solid 2 hours of racing yet.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, time flies when you're having fun. I did not feel like this. Been on for 2 hours already.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, you spent like an hour troubleshooting this.
I did for half the race, but it still only had 110 laps.
Yeah.
Like, we came in at like lap fucking 70.
70 or something like that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, and then there was a couple of cautions right at the gate because remember, it took us a while to get to even like lap 13 or something. So
yeah.
And there was red flags for a while.
You know, it's very unfortunate that you decided to make plans on the dirt race day.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Those kind of fucked up.
It is, but those dates are planned like months in advance.
I know, but the dirt race, we already knew when the dirt race was.
Yeah, but you didn't come to me with the date for the
dirt race. But we watch this together every year.
Well, I don't. We can watch it on Hulu or something, recorded or whatever.
Oh, so now I got to do extra shit. I don't have Hulu.
That's true.
I don't have any of that shit now.
I don't know. There's only one dirt race every year?
Yes. It is one.
We can pick something.
There is only one.
We'll pick something different.
I don't want to. I want to watch a dirt race.
Well, watch it then.
But it's different if you're not here.
That's true.
Then I'm just sitting there by myself watching the dirt race.
Dirt race. What time is the race at?
I don't know.
It's probably an afternoon thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not helpful. Never mind.
I'll look it up.
Might as well even look it up. Although we do have to find a time to actually go watch some races this year.
Yes.
Because we failed to do that last year.
We did. Shit was a little expensive. A little
chaotic scattered. Last year?
Yeah. March 17th at 2:30.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
No, you can just say, I can't do it that day.
Well, to be fair, I could probably come for part of it, but I'd have to be home by like 4. So I might as well not even come.
You might as well. We can still get
I can come for like an hour.
Yeah, we can watch at least an hour of it.
That's true.
You know, we can get a good dirt race podcast in. That'll be plenty of time.
Uh-oh, somebody's having fun outside today.
Yeah, buddy.
Look, and he's worse than you. He's got a full, like, lumberjack jacket on.
Exactly.
Yep, he's got a whole thing going right now.
Yep, dirt race is on the 17th, so we can do a little lunch beforehand.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Come over a little early. We can get a little St. Patrick's lunch in, hang out for a little bit, and then I'll go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can do a little quick cast at the dirt race. And
yeah.
You can go home and not see the end of it.
Get a little something happening.
Last year's was a good finish.
I don't remember.
Kyle Busch fucking came around out of third because the two fucking got into each other, and Kyle Busch came around the end of them and took it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I'm aware.
A lot.
I don't remember it at all.
Oh, my God, that was an amazing finish.
I don't remember it at all. I don't have a super solid memory for sports. I enjoy sports. I enjoy watching sports like NASCAR, football, baseball.
That's the reason why you don't know what the 8th or 9th inning happened.
Correct. I enjoy being there. I enjoy watching the stuff. But like as far as like being able to remember like sports statistics or like who won championships and I got nothing on that.
I didn't say that.
I got nothing on that.
It was a moment in time we shared together, and I figured you remember that.
I remember other moments in time we shared together.
I do too. The bottle caps over there. Wasn't a great moment.
But it was indeed a moment.
It was a moment.
It was a moment. That's for sure. Oh, man. I don't know how long we've even been recording. What are you touching buttons over there for?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay. Do we want to make our phone call for the first time in 2 months?
I feel like that needs to happen.
I feel like it needs to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like it needs to. So if you want to get her music queued up, and then let me know when you got it, and I'll start placing the phone call. We can make that happen.
What? Wait, hold on. What song?
Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle. I was thinking Eye of the Tiger.
No, I mean that. Hey, you know, I mean theoretically we can change it anytime we want. It's our show, but that is the song. So whenever you're ready.
Well, I guess it's gonna play its bit.
That's okay.
It's very surround sound like now.
It is a little bit, yeah. Oh, she answered already. Hey, Mom.
Hi. Hi, Mom.
So we're recording the first episode of the podcast in 2 months.
Oh, 2 months from now?
No. We haven't recorded an episode in 2 months, so we're recording now, and it's going to be out on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we figured we'd do the usual bit and give you a call and see, check in and see what's going on.
Because it's been 2 months since we've done that.
I don't know where the sound comes out on this phone. I feel like I'm getting it wrong.
You get a new phone?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, what's happening?
Well, as you know, I went to the spa for 2 days and I came home with a pinched nerve in my neck.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that you came home with a pinched nerve. They went on vacation. Her and my sister-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah, on the motorcycle. I think you pinched a nerve from the motorcycle. Well, you got to stay off them crotch rockets.
Yeah.
Putting up the fountain and rebuilt the birdhouses and put them back out in the marsh.
There you go.
Are you opening up the pool yet?
Fire going. You know, living life.
You got the hot tub back up yet or no?
Because we want to do something with the deck. And remember last year it was so crunched when you came out the back steps?
Sure, if you say so.
Well, anyway, yeah, we don't want
to. I don't recall there being a spacing issue back there.
You're just giving me a jab because yours has worked.
Mine has worked all winter. The series of days where it was like minus 20, still like 102.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
So what's happening here? What's happening with you guys?
Nothing. Just hanging out in the garage watching some NASCAR.
Yep.
Having a couple of drinks. So, you know.
Will the potter change bearings on the car? Couple things, it's going to be easy.
Oh, good. I got to do bearings on the Pilot.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, the question was. Because it's a whole hub assembly. You can't just do the
correct
bearing.
You just put the hub on.
Yeah.
It's easy.
So we were like, well, does it have to go somewhere or not? But it sounds like we're going to be able to do it. So I'm going to go up by them sometime and just do the hub.
I told you that. I already told you that it's easy.
We talked about this. I don't remember stuff.
Correct. Sometimes. We talked about it down there when you were in North Carolina with me.
We can do it. You know our.
And I said to you, I was like, well, let me know what weekend you're going to go up and I'll come with.
Oh, I do remember
and
that.
And we'll hang out and we'll do the car because you two knuckle draggers will be like, I don't know.
I do remember that.
And I can be there to be like, yeah, you just do this.
I do remember that.
Yeah. So yeah, you need so to tell me what weekend.
When we figured out Will's going to come with, I do recall having that conversation.
But remember,
so that was like,
I'm coming on my weekends.
Yeah, I was like,
so,
I don't even know. I was doing
I got to order the part.
We'll order it.
Or
I can. We can. We can do it on Saturday.
Really good at repairing cars.
He is.
Why? So, yeah.
You tell me, shush.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I did. You guys came down and we did that.
I'm sorry. Will might be good at repairing cars. Is it so bad that I want to come up and work on a car with my dad?
Correct, and I'm just there to supervise.
It's fucked up. No. Oh, so your gabagool or whatever went over real good down in
the
North Carolina.
Boga.
The Olga Boga.
But you didn't shake it up.
And not initially, but then after that we did because we were reminded.
Yes.
Yes. You didn't give him directions or Olga Boga.
No, but apparently those guys, the guys over at the training facility knocked it out in a single night.
It was more like a single hour.
In an hour?
Yeah, we all did shots of it, and we just knocked it out.
Damn. So it went over well.
Yep.
Well, I didn't make that batch. I made a batch in...
I could tell. It was really good. Got him!
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't make that. No.
Hey, did you hear Mom is coming towards the Pure Class Vodka now?
Yeah, Ma, you like the Pure Class Vodka now, huh?
Yeah, but I got to get a job or something to support me to drink that stuff.
Hey, next time we come up, I'll bring you a case.
We do have that option.
We have a hookup down here. We have a hookup down here at the liquor store that'll sell it to us by the case.
That's, how much is a case?
$250.
Yeah.
Which is like a $15 off every bottle.
Correct.
Amount.
Correct.
Correct. So if you buy a case, think how much you'd have.
They sell them down here for $47 a bottle, and yeah. I get them for $39.99.
I mean, the bottle's cool.
Or you could just go over to the distillery that is pretty close
to
you.
Pretty close to them, yeah.
And get them right from the distillery because it's cheaper there.
Yeah, she was all about the like Fleischmann's that like punches you in the throat, but now she's good.
Yeah, rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't use that shit to clean out a wound.
Guess what? When you guys come here, there's none because I drank it all so much.
Well, we're going to have to bring more.
Well, guess what? I buy it by the
we
case.
We buy it by the case, yeah.
There's no we in this.
We? You, man. I was in the store asking for a case 3 weeks ago.
Per me.
And we are going up there, so it's officially we will bring some.
You need to tell me when.
Yeah.
We'll just do it this Saturday.
I have to order the part.
It'll be here by then. Go to rockauto.com.
Yeah.
And sure. Order it.
Hey, Ma. Ma. Yes.
Mama. Ma. Ma.
So
Ma.
Mom. Ma. I know. I know Papa has looked at this, so if he has the part number or whatever, he's got to send it to me so I can order it off of Rock Auto.
You could literally just go on a Rock
Auto
find it.
Stop. Don't tell me how to do this.
You put in your year, make, and model.
Well, but
and it comes up and says, this is what you need.
I could, but guess what? We're talking on the phone that I would do that on right now.
If you order them from Rock Auto, you get really cool magnets.
You do.
Get a
mag. And stickers.
Yeah, that's true. I have a couple.
Yeah. I love Rock Auto.
I order
stickers.
A lot of stuff off of Rock. That's regular stuff.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, like, I'll go on there to check.
But you need to do it, like, today. That way it's here by the weekend. So is Papa free on Saturday?
He's retired, so I would imagine he is.
Well, he still works.
Uncle Steve's pool's, he said his pool's ready to swim in.
I would imagine so. I bet you it's cold as fuck, but yeah.
Yeah.
We still have ice. If there was no ice on the pool, I'd be swimming.
You guys still have ice on the pool up there?
We still have ice.
Isn't it like 70 out right now?
Mm-hmm. It should be gone.
What
anyway,
the fuck?
So I'm not swimming. Yeah.
Yeah, because that was one of Will's questions, is the pool open yet?
Darnell, who's giving me all these texts?
I believe that is Darnell. Because Baby J is having fun outside with rocks right now.
Yeah. So they're trying to call me. They tried to call me a couple times now.
Hey, you know what? We'll Mexican hat dance you on the way out, and we'll let you go take those phone calls then. How's that sound?
Way to blow me off. Papa, they call them, and they always do this.
We're not blowing you off. You just said that you got other phone calls to go take. What the...
I was trying to say you're more important right now.
Oh. Well, hey, I don't know how to tell you this, but the music is already playing. There's nothing I can do about it. So we got to let you go. I don't control the music.
We love you.
I don't control the music. It just happens. So, hey, we love you guys. The music is playing, so we'll talk to you when we talk to you. And I'll order that part off of Rock Auto. We'll get it.
We'll
get
we'll
it
see you
care.
Soon.
Yeah, you can. Bye. Love you.
Can I have the refrigerator magnet? Oh, God.
Oh, man.
No.
Oh, I got to go on Rock Auto and buy my thing. Yeah, okay. So hold on. Let's.
Because I'm off. I'll be off Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, we could even go up there, do it on Sunday and fucking watch the race. Mm-hmm. With Papa. I'm not sure. Is he into NASCAR?
He's a NASCAR guy.
Is he?
We used to have a fantasy NASCAR league.
So, I mean, that would be it would be a nice little day.
All right. Let's see. I have... Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay. Brake and wheel hub.
Yep. 2:30 on March 10th, so we could go up there in the morning.
Wheel bearing and hub.
Yep. That's what you need. Be 4 bolts after you take the tire off.
It appears to be, yeah.
And you fucking...
Actually, this one says 5, but yeah.
Is it 5? Yep. You pull that whole assembly off after you pull your caliper off and your rotor, and you pop the 4 or 5 bolts.
Okay. I don't want the economy. I want the... At the very least, a standard replacement.
I would just get a good replacement. Just get the good one.
Well, the best one you can get is a standard replacement.
Oh, is that the best one? Then get that one. Yeah. It's probably, what, $90?
I'm looking at one that's $101.
$101?
Yeah, basically.
I would get both sides. Do both of them.
Yeah, both the fronts.
Yeah, because if one's going out,
the other one's
is too.
Got to be close.
So just replace both of the fronts. The rears don't have hubs.
You're incorrect.
Is that a rear one?
There's rear for the four-wheel drive version.
Do you have four-wheel drive?
No.
Or is it straight axle?
I think it's all-wheel drive. I think I have.
So then it might be a little different for that, but...
I'll just get two fronts.
I would do the fronts because the rears aren't articulating.
Right.
Like the fronts are. So it's a little different because it's a straight axle.
All right. Hopefully this is the right one because I'm getting two of them, so... I'm going to be real, man. I'm getting a $75 one instead of a $101 one.
I wouldn't do that. I'm going to tell you don't do that. But
they're both in the standard replacement area.
Oh, get the expensive one.
I'm not going to get the expensive
Get the quality. Get the quality over quantity. It's going to cost you an extra $50.
I don't like that.
You put in your year, make, model, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so it should give you the correct one.
I guess. Nope. I got to be careful because some of them say rear and some of them don't. So I got to be.
Yeah, get the front ones, not the rear ones. Rear ones aren't going to work. You're going to need the front ones.
Thank you.
Because that's what the one's bad is front.
Yeah. Oh, there's a move button. Okay, there we go.
Sure, glad you found that.
All right, PayPal checkout. Oh, deny for this. I don't need you to know where I'm ordering from PayPal. That's not your business.
Oh, you run PayPal?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's way easier than typing my shit in every time I try to order something.
I just run Apple Pay.
Yeah.
But you're a nerd. Don't have an Android or have an iPhone. So.
No, that's because I'm part of the Android master race.
Yeah, well, it'll crumble. Yeah, just like it always does. Actually. This is actually powered by Android TV.
Well, that's super helpful that it didn't tell me when it's going to show up at my house, but...
It's usually really quick.
They're usually pretty quick. I've ordered off of here before, and it's usually...
It's like 3-4 days, and you have it, so it should be here by the weekend.
Well, they're ordered.
Perfect. See? Was that so hard? Yeah, you just didn't want to.
Don't tell me what I did didn't want
to
do.
You didn't want to, stop, and I'll tell you that tell every time.
So you remember yesterday when I jumped at that basketball hoop and you were like, oh, you're going to be crippled afterward?
Yep, your knees hurt.
You know who was uncomfortable when he got home from all that yesterday? Yeah, me.
I called it.
I got off the couch. I got up off the couch at one point and I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, this is because of that fucking basketball hoop.
Oh, I remember what I did. And then he said, you're going to feel that now.
Yeah. I immediately I was like, oh, this is because of that fucking basketball hoop. I know it. No, I did not. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, let's pull up some metrics. We haven't done metrics in like 2 months. Oh, he's got to go to the bathroom. You know, you could just go before the show.
I did.
Then hold it.
How much vodka I've been drinking?
A lot.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to everybody's favorite segment of the show where it's just me talking to myself. Well, my co-host... uses the restroom. So hopefully you guys all had a good January and February. Welcome to March. Spring is officially here. And yeah, hopefully you guys have a good summer and we lead into something good here. So we'll see. I saw Dune 2 the other day. It was very good. I'd recommend it to fans of the books. You can watch it if you haven't read the books, but per people that I know who haven't read the books who've seen Dune 1 and Dune 2, there's definitely stuff that's going to be... You wish you'd read the books to understand it, but it was good. It was good. Well, this is a burpee episode for my sister-in-law. This is for her. Oh, yeah. Otherwise, yeah, just hanging out watching a NASCAR race. We're going to have a little chicken later. We got some chicken marinating. Throw that up on the grill. It's gonna be good. So, yeah. Back in. Hope you enjoyed your week off of us. And hopefully there won't be many more for the rest of the year. I mean, there'll probably be a couple. You never know. True. It's all about priorities. I'm watching Facebook Reels simultaneously to fill some time here. Yeah. That's very funny. I would say anyone who's not playing Helldivers 2, if you have the ability to, you should. It's very fun. It's a good game. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I wish I could read far away because I couldn't tell you who's winning this race to save my life right now. Probably should wear my glasses more often. But, hey, you know, what are you going to do? Did you have a fun bathroom break, bud? Oh, that'll happen. They listened to a little Facebook reel about nurses. That was funny. Yeah, it was good. It was about how like a guy's rectum could be prolapsing in a room and they wouldn't be phased, but if they lose their pen, it's DEFCON 1 and they lock down the ward to find their pen.
That's fair.
Which is a similar experience that's here, fair. For sure.
That's fair, because that's precious.
Yeah.
That one is precious. That is the one you use for everything.
When it goes missing. When I started on the job, so having gone to school for geology, I was aware, and you probably are also, that they have pens that are like all-weather pens.
Mm-hmm.
they'll write upside down and shit.
Yeah,
right?
from the military, we had we had paper that was all weather paper.
As did I through geology.
Yep.
You could,
same shit, the green shit.
You could write underwater.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, the green paper with the all-weather pens.
And it was like a little waxy kind of all-weather pens, and you could write upside down and all kinds of shit with these pens, right? And so I knew about that stuff. So I would keep, like, all-weather paper notebooks and all-weather pens so I could write in the winter and in the rain and all this sort of shit.
Yep.
Those pens are like $40 a piece.
Correct. They're expensive.
Some asshole walks off with a $40 pen.
Yeah.
You stop buying $40 pens real fast.
I stopped doing that. I just grab a pencil.
It went to sleep. I don't know if that's bad, but we should fix it in case it is.
You got to remember, I haven't even fired this thing up.
In a while. Yeah, I still used pens. Well, one of the nice things was the transition to body cameras.
Correct. Then you don't take as much down.
The only thing in my notebook really was names.
Yeah.
And then I just refer to that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you lose a $40 pen. I'm hunting a motherfucker down for a $40 pen. Yeah.
You're going to be put in the ground.
Yeah. It's John Wick if you walked away with a $40 pen, right? Like,
we're about to fucking call you out for the standoff.
Hell, yeah. And then, well, and then you take a notebook with waterproof paper in it and fill it up in a week.
Yeah.
You're going to stop buying waterproof paper.
Yep. Sure are. Because that gets expensive.
It gets expensive.
And it's not like you can put it on the tab of the person you work for.
No. That's just on you, motherfucker.
Because they'll give you regular paper.
Correct.
And they don't even do that.
So you just started buying those mini spirals that are like $1.50 a piece.
You're
like,
ah, you get a 10-pack for $8.
You're like, fuck it, this is good enough.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, another crash.
Ooh, a little fire happening on this one. Looks like.
Fire scarecrow.
What?
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 Fire scarecrow.
From what? What is that a reference to?
Wizard of Oz.
What?
Fire scarecrow. Come on.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Fuck. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh. No. Yes. Prove it to me. Pull it up on your phone. I'm willing to let this podcast be silent for minutes. Because this is not a fucking thing. Scarecrow's definitely in Wizard of Oz. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
Stop.
Yeah.
Show it to me. Pull it up. Okay, hold it to your phone.
How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
Okay, all right. I stand corrected. By the guy who says he's not a nerd,
who just
pulled out a Wizard of Oz
reference. That's a childhood movie. You take that back.
I'm not a nerd, he says, as he pulls out a Wizard of Oz reference.
That was like a standard thing.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, in the racing world, absolutely.
For the record,
we would say that all the time.
You make more Lord of the Rings references than anybody I know, and you just pulled out of the ether
a
Wizard of Oz reference.
A childhood movie.
I have seen the stage play as recently as like 3 months ago.
Well, they didn't say it, though.
They did not.
They fucked up. That's a quality fucking item.
Holy shit.
Fucking golly, I can't believe they didn't say it.
Let's pull some metrics on this shit.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were going to do.
We were talking about that like 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Because we'll, and then we can check our emails, which I'm sure there are some. I know you were checking the emails. We were out of town and saw some pictures and whatever.
It's just pictures.
Didn't you also pick up a job opportunity out of those emails?
No, that was
over text message. Or she texted you. Yeah,
she finagled my phone number.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, my sister-in-law is calling. Hold on, ready?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I missed the phone call. I'm calling her back. I'm calling her back. She's going to be on the show.
Where is this? Should we play My Neck, My Back to bring her in?
Hello?
Hey, Danny, just calling you back. You're on the show.
And that would be why your mother told me to call you.
Hi, Danny.
Oh, well, you're on the podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Yep, so you get to hear yourself.
Oh, I heard somebody say hi back there.
Oh, that was our biggest fan.
Now he's shy.
Yep.
Hi, buddy. No?
Nothing?
Well, we got it once. I'll take it. What's up?
Nothing. Your mother just told me to give you guys a call.
Oh.
And she didn't tell me why.
Didn't tell you why? Well, now you know why.
Oh, he's got the phone.
He's got the phone? Okay. Oh, boy. Well, it looked like you guys were having fun outside on a warm day.
Hi. Hello. Sorry.
Oh, I'm here.
Child had a phone.
Yep, that'll happen. He and Will are on the same page with wearing a heavy winter coat for a 74 degree day.
It's a sweatshirt. What? And it's like 64 degrees right now. And I'm under the fan.
It's off.
It's still under the fan, aren't I?
Who's wearing a heavy coat?
Will.
I'm not wearing a heavy coat. I'm wearing a hoodie.
No, the dude's bundled up like an Eskimo.
You're fucking ridiculous.
Well, I mean...
Thank you, Danny.
If you hit the right top of the hill and the wind's blowing, it's kind of got a nice chill if you're in the
correct.
Hey, why are you
Thank
on
you
his
very
side?
Much.
You're my sister-in-law. What the fuck is happening right now?
Because she wants me to make sure I find her a good house.
Oh, my God.
On the right hill where you get a lot of wind.
Correct.
In the shade, it is a little chill.
Correct.
Yeah, well, we're sitting in a garage in the direct
sunlight. And there's
sunlight.
A breeze, and I'm above the fan.
There's a deactivated fan above his head.
Now you can just soak in the sun, then.
Exactly.
And I am.
And didn't he just come back from somewhere warm, so not too
It
correct.
Was not warm
so
in
now
North
it's,
Carolina.
Now I'm acclimating
Stop.
Back.
Stop.
I'm acclimating.
You're treating it like it was the south of freaking Italy, where it was just beautiful and on the Mediterranean.
It was in the 60s most days.
God, get out of here.
It was beautiful.
I can't.
I got to skip winter.
Jesus Christ. So you guys, yeah.
Great talking to you.
I don't know. This is what happens. This is what your mom experiences when she's on the show. Or
All
our mom
the
experiences
days.
When she's on the show.
Just chaoticness?
Just yep. chaos. Yep. Now you know why she says it's like being flashbanged.
Yep.
Well, right now she's singing, trying to sing the ABCs to Jameson, but she doesn't really know the ABCs.
She doesn't know the ABCs?
No, have you ever had her sing the ABCs?
No, I'm 36 years old. That's not a thing that's happened to me recently.
Have her sing the ABCs. She can't finish God. It.
Without what do you mean? She can't finish it. What song are you trying to pull up a song for?
No.
Are you looking at metrics?
Oh, yeah, I am. And we are... We're doing pretty good.
Good or bad?
We'll get to that after okay. the phone call because it is pretty cool.
Are you going to pull up a song to play?
There is a country that would surprise you.
Oh, sweet.
It better be a good one or else.
I hope to God it's like Palestine.
Close.
You know,
yes. All right. Hey, so Danny,
how are those cookies?
Oh, the cookies were
Oh,
fantastic.
The cookies were amazing 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cookies were great.
That were made for like Christmas and it's now
Yeah, 4 months
it's
ago.
It's almost St. Patrick's Day. It's close
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
It's good enough. In fact, if you want to make
We did talk about that and we did feel bad about that because we didn't bring it up. We said we would, but then the cookies were gone.
Yep.
And so then we didn't think about it. The next one.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, they were fucking amazing.
They were really good. In fact, if you have any ideas for St. Patrick's Day cookies, we'd be open to that.
Absolutely. We're in.
Yeah, copy paste, because I kind of only make those cookies for special events.
Perfect.
So we're getting St. Patty's Day cookies.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I did tell.
Maybe I'll make some cookies, depending perfect. On what you
guys are I did tell her at. She has to hand deliver them, so she'll be on the show.
Hell yeah.
Right? So I'm saying. So Danny, do you have a request?
You realize this means you have to let me know ahead of time.
Yeah,
so
we can do that.
Plan accordingly.
Not we can
like,
do
hey,
that.
We're recording this afternoon.
No, we can make that happen. We can.
We hardly knew we were recording this afternoon.
No, that's fair. Although we can let you know in advance. However, do you have any requests for what your theme song would be?
It's already done.
Oh, Will's already
just
got one.
Oh, I was gonna say just know. I'm gonna totally judge you on it.
Oh boy, he's laughing already.
So, have
a good recording session, guys. All right, Danny,
have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. And let it shine to dawn the night with the 4th of July. Baby, you're a firework.
Danny, I hope you're happy because you have what clearly is our favorite song. Perfect. I love it.
It's like, this
I love
is perfect.
It. That's her theme song. She's going to judge us for what it is.
Oh, guaranteed. But she's going to hate it.
That's her
theme. She's going to fucking hate
that's
it.
Her theme song.
Knowing Danny, she's going to hate
Katy
it.
Katy Perry.
Every single second of everything we breathe.
For sure.
She's going to hate it.
My mom is such a demon. Being like, call them. Why? I can't tell you. She set her up.
Oh yeah,
100%
failure.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And then it was like, oh, we're
this is what it is.
Yeah, like now the whole world's mm-hmm. gonna hear this.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
but it was good.
Yeah.
And we've got her locked into cookies for St. Patty's Day.
We do. Hey, you know, and I'm happy about that. Although, you know what it reminds me of? It just made me want to say, it was. Hold on, I gotta look it up.
Which is the dirt race?
It is. So it just. She called us and basically it was one of these. Hold on. Now I gotta wait for this video to restart.
I already got a text message. My theme song will have a play in what flavor of cookies I make.
Oh, fun. Basically, she called us and it was this. God,
I'm gonna say on Thursday you'll know.
You'll find it on Thursday what your theme song is. Oh my God!
What flavor?
It's gonna be shit flavored if.
It's gonna be all of our biggest fans poop.
Yep.
Baked into a cookie.
Just baked into a cookie.
So
hey, this cookie looks like it's a piece of shit. That'd be because it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's literal shit.
Literal shit.
So.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Metrics. What do we got?
From February 1st to February 29th.
I hope Danny really likes my beef stick belches that I've been putting out all day.
For one, we have 21 downloads in the United States.
Oh, hey. All right.
We have 4 downloads in a country that would fucking surprise you.
Egypt.
Nope.
Iraq.
Nope.
Israel.
Nope.
You said I was close when I said Palestine, which isn't a country, so that's why I'm guessing Middle East.
It's there. I mean, they're kind of terroristic.
That's why I said Iran?
No.
Saudi Arabia.
Putin.
Russia?
Russia.
Bring it in. High five, bro.
4 downloads in Russia. Yeah, we have 4 downloads in Russia.
I wish I knew some Russian words to say.
We have 12 in Wisconsin, 3 in South Carolina.
Hey, there we go.
3 in Virginia, 2 all right. in Louisiana, Agent Smith.
Agent Smith and his friends.
Yep. And so he's gained a partner.
Gained a couple, yeah.
Yeah. And then 1 in Illinois.
Okay.
And that's February 1st to the 29th.
Cool. Yeah. That's when most of our super pre-recorded episodes.
March of 24, we're up 0%.
I would hope so.
It says not enough data.
It's been 3 days. I think that feels fair.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean it's been doing all right. So nice. let's go maybe January 24.
Yeah, what's January 24 look like?
Let's go back up to here. January 24. Let's go world. Ooh,
yeah, baby.
1 in the United Kingdom. Ooh. In January.
I hope the king enjoys listening to our podcast. I feel like it was him. Remember, he was out on a medical thing. He needed something to
That's
do.
That's true. And he listened to us.
Listen to us.
We had 11 in Wisconsin, 5 in Louisiana. Gaining a lot of friends.
Agent Smith. Yeah.
5 in Virginia. 2 in Oklahoma, which we know who those are.
We know who those are.
That's Daddy D.
That's Daddy D.
Daddy D fucking sparkling out. And then 1 in Illinois.
All right.
I wonder who this
We got a solid Illinois listener.
We have 1 Illinois listener
I'd
every time.
I'd be curious to know who that is. Hey, man, if you're the Illinois listener,
email us at
thewisconsingoodbye@gmail.com. Please, I'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we need to know you.
To be fair, I would love Agent Smith in Louisiana to email us.
Oh, absolutely, but
100%.
You know he's never.
He can't.
To.
He can't. Exactly. He's legally barred.
Correct.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Let's see.
Hell, I'd love to have Agent Smith on the show.
We have 3 pages worth of fucking episodes nowadays.
Nice. Nice, we're doing pretty good.
Our biggest one so far, though, is...
It's probably still the one with the bear attack, right?
The one with the fart's got 39.
There you go.
The one with the fart is holding...
Because the bear attack was good for a while.
Yeah, but that's...
Falling behind, huh?
Yeah.
Or did that fall victim to the culling?
Yeah, the one with the fart is downloads all time is 39.
Nice. Nice, I'll take that.
And the bear attack.
It was up there, but it might have fallen victim to the culling that happened for reasons we can't discuss on the show.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I don't think he was part of that.
I don't think so either. Although, I will say...
The one with the bear attack has 19.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
So,
because that was just before the dirt track race that we do each year.
We have 2 options right now. We can either wrap up the show... Or you can vamp while I go to the bathroom.
Well, we could wrap it up. We have plenty of racing left.
Yes.
We could wrap it up and get a second one in.
Well, if we want to, we can take a break. We'll see where we're at. Because like, this was probably, we're probably kicking down the door on 45 minutes by now.
Or, instead of cookies, I can just cook dinner by you and then we can just eat.
Oh, I'd be fine with that too. Either way, it can be her decision.
We in. But the thing is, on St. Patty's Day, you ain't going to be here for dinner.
Well, no, because she's saying on a day that we can decide what day the show is.
Okay, gotcha.
So we'll have to coordinate with her.
Yes, yes.
To figure something out. Because we could do it the Saturday before, that Saturday. The day before St. Patty's, if we really wanted to. Like,
I work, but...
I'm calling sick. You're pretty flexible.
I ain't calling this.
You're sick. Super flex.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm Semper Gumby.
Right.
It means always flexible.
Correct. I figured.
The sun is really fucking...
It's fucking you right in the right eye in the right eye now.
I have to be fucking very gollumish in my chair right now to keep the sun out of my eyeball.
Holy shit. Well,
so yeah, We'll wrap it up and we'll see how we feel. And you know what? If we don't get to one, we don't get to one. And you know what? If we go up on Saturday, we can do on the road show.
Ooh, yeah. We'll take this set up with us.
We could do the car. We could do the road show with the NASCAR race.
I like it.
And we could even get 2. We could do a podcast while we're working on your car.
We could. If we really were dedicated.
And I really want to hear Papa's angry.
It's more about angling the flashlight. I'll get fired from that job.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. And I'm just going to sit there and laugh because I'll be like, yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah. No, we've transitioned. Now he makes me do most of the work, which is fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an adult. I can handle most of
There's
it.
There's that.
Yeah. So if I get really lost in the weeds, then he'll...
That would be fun. If we can do that on Saturday, we'll do it on the road show.
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday. We can do
and then we can also do a NASCAR show
later
in the afternoon.
Yeah, if the part shows up this week, I think we can make that happen.
Right? I feel like I find it weird for me as I get older. And I remember as a kid, my dad would always watch the football games, the baseball games, and the NASCAR races. Yeah. And now I've gotten to the age of... On Sunday, do I want to do? I want to watch a NASCAR race.
Here it is, baby. Yep, we're doing it.
And like, it's been a very recent revelation.
Yeah, in the last few years, for that. Sure.
Yeah, and then like even watching football, I always watch football.
Yeah.
But I watch all
of the football
games.
Yeah.
Now it's not just the Packer games, and now like even baseball, it's like, I'll flip it on if I ain't doing shit.
I'll watch the Dodgers play.
Now I'm watching random teams that I don't give a fuck about. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's sports. I like watching them.
the sports ball is on. Excellent. Yeah.
So I find the realization of, this is what old feels like.
Yeah.
When your Sunday is comprised of either football, NASCAR, or baseball.
Doesn't Shane Gillis do a joke about that where he's like, as you get older, you get really into history? Or as I like to call it, early onset Republicanism.
yes, early onset Republicanism.
And sports is the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like sports is also early onset Republicanism.
It is. It's just like, Oh, I kind of like sitting here and just watching cars go around in
you're
a
like,
circle.
You want, yeah, you're just like, hell yeah.
Like, I got the other channel where I've been watching fucking low-grade racers run. Right,
right. Well, like I said, my dad, and I enjoy it too, is Aussie Rules Football.
Yeah.
If you can find your way into a channel to watch Australian Rules Football, do it. Mm. I promise you right now you're going to like it. It's football, soccer, and rugby all at the same time. It's really fun. It's really fun.
Yeah, I've actually seen those a few times.
Yeah, if you can find your way into it, watch it. It's worth your time. Yeah, so, yeah, let's wrap this up because I'm about to.
Yeah, we're at hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah, we're there.
So
we've had a couple goodbyes. You're pinching your legs together pretty good.
It's bad. I'm doing the pee dance over here.
Hey, man. By the way, I wanted to ask you.
Can solve this problem later, buddy.
All right. Well.
Thanks for joining us again. Now that we're back,
it's good to be back. And our first one back is in the garage, where it was conceived.
Conceived,
yes,
doggy style.
We impregnated.
It was a doggy style. It was a doggy style conception.
Yes,
the way that it should be done.
Yeah, without fingers.
Yes. Yep. Don't gotta thumb it in. We were hard for that one.
Yep. Bent over and everything.
All right, everybody.
If you have any questions, you can email us. Oh, fuck.
Oh, I went to sleep again. Hopefully, I swear to God, I hope it records when this thing's asleep because
it's just a blank spot every time it goes off. Oh, no, we're good.
It looks like it's recording. Yeah. Questions, comments, concerns, follow-up questions.
Email us at
thewisconsingoodbye
@gmail.com.
All right, everybody.
All right. Toodaloo.